This is the Mike Lupica Podcast.
This podcast is great because your enthusiasms, it's why we've all been reading you for so long. This is a great vehicle for you to actually get to, in a long-form way, explore those enthusiasms, sometimes with the perspective of an additional 10 or 20 years.
Thanks for doing this today, pal.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having
me. Fun of this is I just talk to guys that I want to talk to.
That's what, to me, is such a blast about listening to your show.
First of all, the first time I ever saw Bernie on television, I started to talk like him as I was watching him.
Can you imagine the great Michael Jordan saying, hey, you know what? We can't beat the Pistons. Let me go join them. The essence of sports is about competition.
In-your-face questions.
How much of a dope is he?
Compelling.
A $1 billion industry, the biggest we've ever had in sports in this country, often comes down to a flip of the coin.
This is the Mike Lupica Podcast. Here's Mike Lupica. Mike Lupica.
Hello, and thanks for joining us on the Mike Lupica Podcast. Today, we are honored to be joined by my friend, NBC and MSNBC political analyst. She spent time working on the Obama campaign. She currently is the chief public affairs officer at MoveOn.org, and she has a new book coming out, which you will hear more of on this podcast in November, called Moving Forward, A Story of Hope, Hard Work, and the Promise of America. She is Karine Jean-Pierre, but before we get started with her, let me tell you about a place where you can get a great suit just like I did, and that's Indochino. Have you ever experienced suit envy? I know it's bad. Well, you're in a meeting and an event around other well-tailored suits, and suddenly your own suit seems less than, well, feeling less is no more with Indochino. Indochino is the world's largest made-to-measure menswear brand, making suits, shirts, coats, and more to your exact measurements for a perfect fit. How do I know? I'm into Indochino now, so much so that my son is going to use them for his wedding party. And I love the way my customized suits turn out when I design them from the comfort of my own home. I simply choose my fabric, personalize my details like lapel and lining, and submit my measurements all online. In 2 weeks, my custom fit suit arrived at my doorstep, and I'm confident each time I put it on. Go to Indochino.com, or you can get measured and design your suit at the nearest Indochino showroom. And hey, you don't have to be a CEO to get a custom fit. Almost every Indochino creation is under $400. And right now you can get $30 off your total purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com when entering Lupica at checkout. Plus, shipping is free. That's Indochino.com, promo code Lupica, for $30 off your total purchase of $399 or more. An incredible deal, made to measure clothing. You really have no excuse anymore to wear clothing that doesn't fit. First of all, welcome.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you for coming back.
Am I regular now?
You are absolutely a regular, and I'll tell you something else. You are one of the people who, when you are on television with all of our friends at MSNBC, I actually stop multitasking and pay the hell attention to what you're talking about. But we got to tell people my new nickname for you, which is Ms. Rambo, because
you
tell the story about the protester who came up on. Well, you tell the story. You tell the story.
It's so funny because we haven't talked about that yet, right? We haven't, like, on your show, right?
No.
Last time I was on was before. I mean, gosh, it feels like forever ago at this point, but people remind me all the time.
So you and Kamala Harris are doing an event together,
Here we go. So San Francisco, June 1st, MoveOn's doing a big ideas forum. We have 8 candidates joining us on the stage, doing like 20, 30 minutes each on a big idea that they have. Kamala Harris, clearly the senator from the great state of California, she comes on and we're having a conversation, and this protester, but at the time we didn't know who he was, this guy comes running, like literally leaps his body because the stage is pretty high, and he leaps himself onto the stage. And what was interesting is at the moment I thought, well, maybe he's a stagehand, right? Maybe he's part of the stage crew. It was really confusing. And then we were like, it just didn't make sense at all. And then I realized that he wasn't who he could potentially have been, which is a stagehand, as I just said, and started coming towards her. And then honestly, Mike, all I can say is that my instincts took in. Like, I can't really, everything is just a fog after that. It's just that all I remembered is he was coming her way, didn't know who he was, had no idea if he was, I didn't know what, no, none of us knew, like, if it was a protest, like, who he was. And it just, my instincts kicked in. You know, I'm from New York, Mike. I'm from New York. My instincts kick in and I stand up. And it just kicked in to protect her. That's all I can say. And then clearly it became, it, like, as the moment was happening, he was like some protester. And then he took her mic, and then, I mean, the rest is history. And it's all captured on national television.
It all was captured. And let me just ask you the one question to my friend Corinne. Who was the smallest person on that stage? I believe it was. Was it not my friend? Was it not when all those New York instincts took over?
It was me. It's so funny because many people have said to me, "I realize how small you are." I didn't know, they didn't realize how small I was, but he was a tall guy. He was a tall dude. But yeah, I am. I was the shortest one. And the smallest one, but
I'm not messing with you. That's why I call you Ms. Rambo. There's a new Rambo movie coming out, and I when I looked at the trailer the other day, I said, "Well, where's Corinne?" Okay, all right, we've got a lot to talk about, but let's start with the Sandy Hook Promise PSA. You have been tweeting about this. You don't know this, but when we lived in Connecticut. We lived a half an hour away from Sandy Hook Elementary, and I was up there every day that week after the shooting. I went to what I called the funerals for the small coffins. And Corinne, this is one of the most powerful anti-gun PSAs anybody. No, not one of. It is the most powerful I've ever seen.
Yeah, it is absolutely. You can't help not watch that and not feel shaken in your boots or you know, a feeling down your spine or your heart wells up and your eyes wells up. Look, we got to remember Sandy Hook shooting happened December 14, 2012 in Newton, Connecticut. And a 20-year-old murderer walked into that elementary school, killed 26 people. 20 of them were children, 6 and 7 years old. And guess what? We did nothing. Our elected officials did nothing. We did nothing as a country. Now we are fast forward to 2019, and we're in the middle of a gun epidemic. Like, we got to call it what it is. Like, we are, as a developing country, a developed country, I should say, a democracy, and we cannot deal with guns in this country. And it is scary. It is sad. And kudos to them for putting it all out there and putting this heartfelt, very real scenario. Look, my daughter just started kindergarten 2 weeks ago, and that is the thing that I think about. I think about this. You know, I think we try to, you know, we drop her off. One of us drops her off, picks her up every day, and. This morning I dropped her off. I see her running, sprinting into school. Luckily, she's really happy about kindergarten, and I can't help think about it. And then we got a letter in our inbox last week saying she's going to be doing drills, right? These drills in case they had a specific name in the letter, which I can't remember. But someone comes onto campus or is outside or is in the school. What do they do? And it's scary. It's scary. I never had to go through any type of drill for a gunman or possible intruder in that way, but our kids are. And it's scary. It's scary. I'm glad they put that together, and I'm sorry that they had to lose precious, precious loved ones in order to you know, have to put out this PSA because nothing has been done.
You know, it's funny what you just said. It was like 3 days after the shooting, and I had been up in Newtown in the morning, and I had written my column. Now he's back, and I'm just out walking the dogs in the afternoon. And again, 30 minutes away from where this happened, and I watched the school bus pull up, and I was thinking to myself, we have very few contracts that we're supposed to be able to trust in this country, but one of them is
when we present our children to schools in the morning, we get them back at 2:30 or 3 or 4 in the afternoon. And that was shattered by that shooting. Yeah. And that is, Corinne, that is why this idea that the Trump administration is going to talk tough by threatening these guys with the death penalty. Oh, yeah, that's going to work. Because, you know, when Adam Lanza walked through the doors of that school before he killed 26 people, he's saying, oh, maybe I should not do this because I'm going to be facing the needle if I do. Most of these guys don't make it out of these shooting scenes alive.
Yeah, right. Because they want, they, that's the whole point. They don't want, most of them don't want to come out of it alive, right? Most of them, I mean, some of them kill themselves. They commit to suicide. And I just, it is really disturbing to watch what's going on in Congress, to watch what Mitch McConnell is doing, to watch what Donald Trump is doing. They're treating this like a hot potato. Meanwhile, there are mass shootings happening across the country. People are dying. Kids are dying. You know, parents are having discussions about buying bulletproof backpacks. I mean, just to that, to the point of the PSA and the Sandy Hook Promise PSA. And it's like, and they do nothing. They could care less because who owns them? The NRA owns them, right? The NRA spent $30 million on Trump's election campaign. They spent about $60 million or more on helping to get Republicans elected in the last cycle. I mean, it is it's like we don't matter. Kids don't matter to them. People's lives don't matter to them. And it's about their own political survival, and it's sickening. It really makes me angry, and it's disturbing, and we got to keep fighting it. We have to keep fighting it. So I applaud the Sandy Hook Promise for putting this out there, for being, you know, for putting out this PSA and using something that was really hurtful to them and devastating to them, and continuing to fight, because we have to, you know, we have to keep fighting. We got to make something happen.
Corinne Jean-Pierre is our guest on the Mike Lupica podcast. More of our conversation right after this from MyBookie.
Hey, you know, football is back and the action is better than ever. The Patriots look like the class of the NFL, and the Chiefs, they looked high powered too. Are they destined to meet again in the AFC Championship game? How about the Cowboys, Packers, and Seahawks? Who's going to separate themselves in the NFC? And did you see all those exciting games in college football? Lots of great action going on. And regardless of what you're most excited about for this season, nothing is more thrilling than supporting your favorite team with a little money down at mybookie.ag. MyBookie is the premier place to bet on college and pro football every weekend. They have every money line, spread, and over-under that you could possibly think of. If all your friends are picking winners and making money, why aren't you? Don't miss out on the action with mybookie.ag. I wouldn't be telling you guys to bet with them if they weren't the best. Do the smart thing. If you're going to bet this football season, bet with MyBookie. Did you know you could bet on games after kickoff? If by the second half it looks like your bet is going to lose, you can always just take the other side. And if you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, try a parlay. If all your picks come through, you'll multiply your winnings. And no matter how you bet, the NFL season is the best time of year. So here's what we want you to do. Join now, and MyBookie will double your first deposit. You got to use the promo code MLUPICA to activate the offer. That promo code is MLUPICA. So what are you waiting for? Visit MyBookie.ag today. Don't forget to use the promo code MLUPICA. MyBookie. You play, you win, you get paid. Mike, back to you.
Talking to my friend Corinne Jean-Pierre, who's one of the smartest and best people on television. A reminder, her new book comes out in a little less than 2 months. Moving Forward, A Story of Hope, Hard Work, and the Promise of America. Okay, there's so much that I want to talk to you about today. But let us start with the news of the day, which is the whistleblower story in the Washington Post. That I'll just read from the story that I read this morning. An internal Trump administration whistleblower has filed a complaint about a troubling, quote, promise, end quote, made during a conversation between President Trump and a foreign leader, according to Greg Miller, Ellen Nakashima, and Shane Harris of the Washington Post. Now, this is a big deal. But Corinne, it's only a big deal if we had a real functioning independent Justice Department, which we do not at this time in the United States of America.
That's exactly right. Look, every American, every Democrat, Republican, independent should want to find out the truth here. It's disturbing, right? It is incredibly disturbing. But here's the thing, right? Like you said, the DOJ is a political arm of this president. He's treated that way. It is that way. And the other thing is Trump is a walking, talking, tweeting national security threat, right? We already know that he passed classified information, intelligence to the Russians. He did it the day after he fired Comey in the Oval Office. And it's up to Congress. Once again, we're in a situation where Congress needs to do their job and find the truth, because we know this administration will go to all the means, legally or not, to cover this up, starting with the DOJ, as we're seeing. And so this is disturbing. This is disturbing to hear what's going on. And we're doing the complete, it feels like more and more like a banana republic if we're not already in one with this president. And it's not being, it's not exaggerating here. This is the way this president, he turns everything, every agency into a political arm, and he silences voices just like this whistleblower. And it's like, you can't be shocked. We can't be shocked by this. You know, we got to continue to fight this,
It's so, I was saying to my wife last night, and you talk about this all the time, how we can't allow this craziness, this parallel universe, what's happened to the office, what's happened to our standing around the country, what's happened to the rule of law, you know, that these people who Corey Lewandowski, that mutt, you know, thinking that he can smart mouth Congress that way and cite executive privilege when, oh, I'm sorry, Corey, you never worked at the White House. And every day the soul of this country is being eaten at by like parasites, and I worry sometimes that it has become normalized, Corinne, that we are getting used to it.
Yeah, and it feels that way. I think that he's created, Donald Trump has created a scenario where this is the new normal, and we just cannot allow that. And, you know, I'm really, it's like we also have to put the blame at the feet of Republicans here. This is the party of patriotism, right? The party of like no deficit, right? The party of rule of law, you know, and look what they're doing. They're silent. They're silent on all of this. And they just, and that's why he continues to do this, right? One of the reasons he continues, Donald Trump continues to do this, is because they're giving him a free pass. And the moment they get some, you know, a backbone and stand up to the guy, he would probably stop doing this or won't do it as badly, right? And it's just, I mean, the term Moscow Mitch is a perfect term.
Oh boy.
And
oh boy.
It really is. And that's exactly what it feels like. It's exactly what it feels like. It's like they do nothing. And if this was a Democrat, oh my goodness, man, there'd be impeachment hearings happening from day one of that administration. And so it is, but you're right, we cannot treat this as normal because it's not normal, and we got to keep fighting it.
You know, you talk constantly and tweet constantly about the rollbacks, and even rollback sounds more benign than it is, on civil and human rights in this country. And what's terrifying is anything that Obama did, any improvement he tried to make to the quality of lives of Americans, Trump doesn't care what it is. If Obama is attached to it, he wants to blow the whole thing up.
Right. He's a very small man. Never have we had such a small man in such a large, important, big, critical office. And that's what he is. His ego is small. And when it comes to, he has this vendetta, this thing against Obama. And so, like you said, everything that has Obama written to it, he wants to destroy. But the guy is also a racist, right? He's also a racist, a misogynist, a bigot, a homophobe, you name it, and a xenophobe, you name it, because he does this thing where he, as we all seen and know, he's creating this division for his own political, you know, success, and putting everybody who doesn't look like him, who is not like him, who his base despise, and creates this other. And it's so incredibly dangerous because he is the president of the United States and people are getting hurt. And this is the state of our union right now. And it's coming from the biggest, most important pulpit that we have, which is the presidency.
We're talking to one of the smartest people on television. Got a new book coming out. We're going to talk all about that. Karine Jean-Pierre on the Mike Lupica podcast. Much more with Karine in a moment. But first, let me tell you about our great sponsor, Mack Weldon. You know, shopping for underwear can be a chore that usually results in odd fitting and uncomfortable underwear. Well, Mack Weldon is changing the experience in shopping for them and wearing them. Mack Weldon is more than just underwear, though. Socks, sweatshirts, t-shirts, all made with precision and the utmost comfort imaginable. They started by engineering their own fabric, ensuring the design process was meticulous, so you can count on the fit being the same every single time. I have to say, I always thought all underwear was basically the same. Boy, was I wrong. I bought some to try, and let me tell you, they are light years from what I normally buy, and so comfortable. So I tried their socks. Same result. Quality, comfort, amazing. Mack Weldon guarantees their underwear is more comfortable than what you're wearing right now, and I do too. They even have a line of silver underwear and shirts that are naturally antimicrobial, which means they eliminate odor. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter the promo code Lupica. That's MackWeldon.com. Enter promo code Lupica for 20% off your first order. We're talking to Karine Jean-Pierre, who is just one of my favorite people, talking about our country on television. Let's go back to this whistleblower story for a minute, because this is not going to go away. And now our top intelligence officials refuse to comply with the House Intelligence Committee subpoena to provide the contents of the whistleblower complaint. And I guess they're going to haul in Joseph McGuire and make him testify. Where's this going to end?
I don't know. That's the problem. It's like I fear that it's going to end with everything else, where we nowhere. You know, I really don't know. I've talked to so many people about this, and everybody, and people who know, who are much smarter than me and understand this whole space, and they're flabbergasted. They are flabbergasted. And the only thing people say to me is that Congress needs to do their job and stick on this and force this and push this and make sure the voice of the whistleblower is heard clearly and confidentially in the way that it's supposed to, in the right process. And that's the only thing that we have at play, is that Congress has to do their job here. And I don't know. I mean, this guy gets away with everything, and a lot of it is, or he's gotten away with a lot. A lot of it is because Republicans stay silent, and we can't have that. And this is why 2020 is going to be so critical and so key in all level of government, right? It's going to be the federal level and down ballot. Like, we have to make sure that Republicans pay for this at the ballot, because we just can't continue like this. We cannot allow ourselves, our democracy is in crisis. Our Constitution's in crisis, and that's not who we should be.
By the way, I just, as you were answering, I just went on Trump's Twitter feed. I'll just read it to you. Another fake news story out here. It never ends. Virtually any time I speak on the phone to a foreign leader, I understand that there may be many, many people listening from various U.S. agencies, not to mention those from the other country itself. No problem. Knowing all this, is anybody dumb enough to believe that I would say something inappropriate with a foreign leader? I guess he thinks that's a rhetorical question, Karine, because
right,
because I think his base would believe him when he says that.
Exactly. I exactly right. But here's the thing. He has done this, right? He did it in the Oval Office with the Russians, right? He gave them, I mean, granted, the president is allowed to declassify information, intelligence information. Yes, I get that. I understand that. But it's not the smartest thing to do, especially with Russians who, you know, attacked our democracy, attacked our elections. And this is what he does in the Oval Office. And he's done it more than once. So, yes, you know what? And and you're right. His own base believes that he would. He's not even going to fool them. You know, and it's almost like it's really bizarre. And this is the thing. It's like, how do we treat this? Because we cover everything that he says, right? We have to talk about the things that he says because he's the president of the United States. But then it's like you can't cover it as it's true, you know, because he's a liar. He lies. You know, he puts stuff out there as if it's true, and we know it's not true.
Okay. Now I've upset you. Now I've upset Miss Rambo.
Rambo's upset.
Yeah, no, it's almost like an Incredible Hulk thing. So, you know, if people go to YouTube and see what you did to that protester, we don't want to upset Miss Rambo.
I know. I think it might be more Incredible Hulk. You're right.
Just bursting out. Okay. All right. I never get to all the things I want to get to with Kareen, and she's been nice enough to make time for me today while her full time job of trying to save the country. Okay. Let's talk about the Democratic race. I know it's early. I know that 6 months is a lifetime in politics. I always reference George H.W. Bush's approval rating was near 90% after the first Gulf War. A year later, he's out of business because the economy tanked. So a lot can happen, but it does seem to be that this is shaping up to be Biden versus Warren. Do you think the narrative is going to change dramatically before people actually start voting?
You know, it's so hard because when you look at the NBC poll, which I think it was a good poll. I'm not a fan of national polls because it's a primary and a state by state poll. State by state primary, and that's how the state by state polls matter more. And so having this national conversation is hard because even like we'll see after Iowa, New Hampshire, those national polls are going to change drastically just overnight. But they do tell us something, right? They tell us about the national polls. They tell us about energy and who has the enthusiasm and all of that. But looking at the NBC poll, there was a Fox News poll which came out, which I think may be an outlier that came out today. It just seems a little weird, the numbers there. But looking at the NBC poll, it was 9% of people have made their decision. Only 9% of people have said they know for sure who they're voting for. And we've seen just kind of like just using historical context, we've seen what 2007 looked like for Obama this time for him. You know, I think Hillary Clinton was up by double digits and was, you know, was doing well with African Americans and looked like she was going to be the nominee. Even Kerry in 2004, he was like in third place in Iowa and nobody thought he was going to be the nominee. And so you have stories upon stories just looking at past primaries where it is indeed too early and where it is indeed you can't call it just at this moment. And 5-6 months in politics is a lifetime. We have, what, 3-4 more debates to happen. We don't know what's going to happen at those debates. We don't know we just don't know. There is like that unknown. So that's why I have a hard time saying, oh, yeah, it's between Warren and Biden. I think what we can say, though, is like, yeah, you know, the top three, I think we don't leave Bernie out there. It's been pretty much solidified that they're the top three. They're they're leaders of the pack, if you will. And that's just kind of where we're going with that. And we'll see. We'll see if they can stand and we'll see if anything. We'll see if Warren is able to take over and take the lead. I don't know. It's really, really hard to say. I think Biden still benefits from name ID. He clearly benefits from having African-American, older African-American in his corner. He's going to benefit with resources. He's going to benefit with relationships. So I think that still plays in his favor. And then we will see. We'll see what happens. Iowa's going to be key. I think Iowa will shift things around in a big way.
And a reminder that today's episode of the Mike Lupica Podcast with Karine Jean-Pierre is being sponsored by Geico. Everybody's got a to-do list. Drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. And the good thing is you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket? It just may be the most rewarding to-do you do today. I believe, and it is my hope and my dream, that smart women are going to tilt this election away from this president, okay?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Women will make the decision on who becomes the next president.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask you, as a smart woman of color, how do you view Joe Biden? Because it has become a hot topic over the last...
Yeah.
And so I turn the floor over to you again. You know, I make it my policy to hang around with people much smarter than me. That's what I'm doing today. Okay.
Yeah.
I turn the floor over to you on
that. You're
on
a smart man, Mike.
Well, yeah, listen, if you were married to Taylor Lupica, this is the way you'd go at it, too. And if you were the father of Hannah Lupica, you'd do the same thing. I always tell kids on my book tour screen, if I don't write cool, smart, strong girl characters, my life at home becomes extremely difficult.
Oh, there you go. I want a side copy of your book, by the way. So
you got it.
Forget me.
You got it.
So, full disclosure, I actually know Joe Biden. I know him, you know, well. I worked on four presidential campaigns.
Right.
I worked in the White House, which is the Obama White House. I worked for about the first 2.5 years of the administration. I was in the White House Office of Political Affairs. You can find that all in my book, Moving Forward. But I had the Northeast. I was the Northeast Regional Political Director. And I ended up traveled with Biden a lot more than I did with Obama, only because I had the Northeast and there were big races happening. There was his Delaware Senate race. There was the Massachusetts race with Ted Kennedy. There was a bunch there was a race in Pennsylvania, that Senate race. And then there was all these special elections happening. So, I traveled with him a lot. And I talk about in my book my first meeting with Biden, and he's a good guy. He's all heart, you know. He's compassionate. He's proud of his record. He talks about his record with the African American people, you know, community in his state. He talks about his progressive record. He talks about women. His record with women, and what he's done as a senator for women, and he talks about all of these things. And I do not see him as someone who is a racist. I do not see that. He's a big-hearted, loving guy. His office, the VP office took me in because I traveled with them all the time. And but I have to say, what I have seen this past, 8-9 months of this primary has been disappointing, right? His answer on reparations this past debate, where he talks about, it was really bizarre answer just as a whole. But then when he talks about how Black people have to be better parents, it was incredibly disconnected, and it was an opportunity for him to have talked about what policies that he could come up with or that he has that to help communities, right? To really talk about systematic racism, which has been around for a long time, right? As we know, we've talked about that, like in a real way to uplift, you know, a community, or to talk about how to break down the structure that we have, right? That really devastates Black people and brown people and people of color and the way the system is set up. And he goes into this really kind of old way of thinking. And I'm not saying he's old. That's not what I'm saying. I'll be really, really clear.
I hear you. Yep.
But it was very out of step and very disconnected. And it's disappointing because I think he has an opportunity to be forward thinking, right? And to use the experiences and to use the things that he's learned in the past 40 years and say, look, I did it this way. That may have not been the way to do it. I did it wrong, but here's a way that we can do it differently. Here's a way that we can move forward in a different way. And because people are listening to him and they're looking for leadership from him. And it's, you know, and there's been a lot when he talks about segregationists in a very loving way. You know, we're in 2019. Like, people don't want to hear that in 2019. You know, we're not living from 20, 30 years ago. We're living in the moment, and we're trying to figure out how do we beat back all of this ugliness that we see being led right now by this president, you know, Donald Trump. And so it's a half step off. You know, it's very, very off.
Yeah,
so
nobody wants to hear about how he can reach across the aisle to talk to some asshat secretary. All right, I got time for one more question. Karine Jean-Pierre is our guest on the Mike Lubica podcast. More with her in a moment. But first, a word from our great sponsor, Kronos. Kronos knows that many organizations maintaining a modern workforce of hourly, full, and part-time workers, for them, it can be a challenge. This is especially true for human resources professionals working hard to attract and retain all the best talent. That's why Kronos puts HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping on a single cloud-based platform. It's one specially designed to give HR professionals supporting a blended workforce a whole new level of confidence. With it, they have everything they need to tackle nearly any human resources challenge and are empowered to not just find and hire the right people, but to engage, motivate, and reward them every single step of the way. Learn more about Kronos HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them, because Kronos is at heart a people business, at kronos.com/HR swagger. Kronos, workforce innovation that works. One more question, because my friend Karine was nice enough to make time for me today.
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. It's a statement, it's an observation, and then a question. Elizabeth Warren has turned out to be way better a candidate than I ever thought she was going to be. Way better, Karine.
Yeah. Is that the statement and
that's,
the question?
It's a statement and a question. Are you surprised? Because I used to sit in the green room with you, and I'd look up and I'd say, I'm going to be president before she is. I'm not so sure anymore.
We have to give Elizabeth Warren all of the credit that she is due. She is running a superb campaign. And like I said, I've worked on about four presidential campaigns, and she did it, and she took a risk, right? She took this risk with running on plans, right? Running on vision, running on what the future of this country could be, when people are saying, we're saying, oh no, we don't want to hear about plans. We want to know how to beat Donald Trump. And she took that, and she's boiled it down to a way that people could understand, and she tells great stories and she touches people, and she's really putting together a movement. And you're going to need a movement to beat Donald Trump, because it will be a base election, folks. This is going to be about getting out your base, because it's going to be such an ugly general election. And she's really exciting people, and she's touching people in a way that they're waiting online for 4 hours for a selfie with her. It's pretty amazing. And so it's a strategic, it's a smart campaign. She has energy behind her. She has an enormous amount of energy herself. And I am surprised. I am genuinely surprised. Let's not forget, the DNA test was a misstep, a very, very bad misstep. And people were thinking she was done before she even started. And she has been trucking along every month. You know, every policy and every person that she calls for getting money from, because she doesn't hold these big dollar fundraisers. And so it's been amazing. She's running this campaign her way. And I think because she's doing that, it's incredibly authentic, and her campaign is coming off in an authentic way, which is resonating with people.
The book is called Moving Forward. You can pre-order it now. A story of hope, hard work, and the promise of America. Karine Jean-Pierre is one of the best and smartest people I know. You hear truth to power all the time. She does it every single time you see her on television. Hey, thanks for doing this today, pal.
Absolutely, Mike. Thank you. And congrats on your book, too. So I hope to see you in person soon.
All right. Thank you again. This is, again, you hear me say this all the time. It's essential that I hang around with people smarter than me. She is one. We could have spoken for an hour and a half. We're going to put her back in the regular rotation because I love having her on. Continue to download. Continue to subscribe. You hear me say this all the time. There's a reason why we're doing this twice a week. Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, any place you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, leave a comment. Leave more than one comment if you want. And I'll talk to you next week, everybody.
The Mike Lupica Podcast is produced and distributed by Compass Media Networks in conjunction with Hiltzik Creative. For iPhone users, go to the podcast app and search the Mike Lupica Podcast. Click on the Mike Lupica Podcast icon and subscribe. For non-iPhone users, you can listen on Google Play Music, TuneIn, Stitcher, or your preferred podcast platform.